Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Heather and you're listening to my podcast, The Heather Bonham Show. And this is episode 141. And on today's show, we're going to talk about sleep. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know I think sleep is really important, but it's not just a matter of opinion. Research has shown over and over again how important sleep is to almost every aspect of our lives. And as we look towards the holidays and wrapping up this year and even into 2024, our goals, our ambitions, what we want to do in 2024, we have to prepare ourselves. And the foundation of that is getting good sleep. Now, when I was a kid, and I've probably shared this story before, but I remember specifically one time my mom saying to me, "You really need your rest." And I was annoyed. I was offended. I thought, well, I don't need sleep. I don't need more sleep than anyone else. You know, I didn't want her to say that. I already, as a kid, had kind of understood that needing sleep could be a weakness, or that if you didn't need sleep, you were somehow more energetic or stronger or better. And that somehow I understood society's kind of unwritten narrative that sleep is bad. And if you get sleep, you're lazy. Or if you get sleep, you're not getting something important done. And it's amazing to me that as a kid, I didn't want my mom to tell me that I needed my sleep. Now, of course, she was right. My mom was not only just my mom, and she was and is a wonderful person, but my mom was a special education teacher and then a regular education teacher. And in fact, my mom started special ed programs. This is probably something I've never told on the podcast before, but back in the 1960s, she actually got her master's in special education, which was not too common back then. And in several different districts, she started their special ed programs when the laws changed and special ed became mandated by law. And so she knew her stuff. She knew what she was talking about. She knew about children. She taught, I'm sure, thousands of children if you added up all of her classes over the years. And she knew that kids needed their sleep. And she knew that I, her child, needed my sleep. And I did not want to hear that. But she was completely right. And so I've always been interested in sleep and its impact, not just on me, but on everyone, on others. And then, of course, as a parent and as an educator, I became really aware of that. And I've talked in the podcast before also about the acronym HALT, H-A-L-T. This is something that you can apply to yourself, your loved ones, family, coworkers, and yes, if you're a teacher, your students. But H-A-L-T stands for hungry, angry, lonely, or tired / thirsty. And that was taught to me by a health teacher who I worked with in a school. And it is something that I believe it actually is also talked about in recovery programs. But it's something that we need to be aware. Those are our main physical needs and emotional needs. And if we don't have those needs met at a certain point in time, we may be not at our best. And so if you're having a rough day, if you're easily irritated, or you're just feeling like not yourself, stop and ask yourself, am I hungry, angry, lonely, tired, thirsty? And often the answer is yes. In fact, after being married for a long, long time, I know if my husband is really off, sometimes I'll say, okay, it's one of a couple of things with him. Hungry, coming down with something like he's sick, but very often it's tired. It's tired. If you're tired, you're off. And if you know people really well, you can tell that about them. So all these years later, Mom was right. Mom was right. So the other day, I was using my Fitbit to track my sleep. Now, I don't do that every single night. I do it the majority of nights, though. I don't really love sleeping with something on my wrist, but I like the data that I get. I've said so many times, I like data. I like the numbers. I like the science. It interests me, and I think that it's so much better than just guessing with things, you know, just anything in life. You track data and you find out more quality information than if you just rely on your opinion or your memory of something. So the other night, I did feel like I got a great night's sleep. And I looked at the data on my Fitbit and I got a 90, which is an excellent sleep score. It goes up to 100, but I'm very rarely over a 90. I usually am in the 80s, so I'm usually getting good sleep. It's not terrible. I will say that as I've gotten older, I have noticed some changes in my sleep patterns. But as people know, especially I think parents, you know that through at different phases of your life, sleep is different. If you have small children at home, you're up a lot. If you have teenagers, you're waiting for them to come home. So just at different points in our lives, sleep is interrupted by a variety of things. And depending on your schedule, your job, all kinds of things, sleep can change. Even with the seasons, really, I feel like that affects sleep. The amount of darkness, the temperature, all of that. And the time change is coming up here in just a few days. At least in the United States, we are changing our clocks on November 5th. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more here in the show, but I want to get back to the story of the sleep. So the 90 score was so good, and I had such good sleep that night that I actually texted my husband and I said, look at my sleep score. And it shows you the data. One of the reasons that I have not switched to an Apple Watch, even though I kind of want one and I may end up getting one at some point, but one of the reasons that I've stuck with the Fitbit for so long, and I've had several of them at this point, is because the battery on a Fitbit lasts, the Fitbit that I have, I'm not sure what model it's called. Mine is, it's not the large smartwatch. It's the kind that's kind of the medium size. I'll have to look. I really don't remember. Let me see if I can check in the app actually and see if it'll like tell me. Oh, it will actually. Okay. So what I have is called the Fitbit Charge 5. It's the Charge is the name of the model, the Charge 5. So I looked back in the data to say, to check and see how often do I get the excellent score, which is 90 or above. And I think this was the fourth or the fifth time in this past, in 2023, this year. So I don't get it that often. It usually, though, is good. It's not bad. And so I texted my husband and I said, look at my watch score. And one of the interesting things he said back to me was, well, you like it was cold that night, or pretty cool, and we leave the window cracked a bit. And he said, well, you like it cold at night, which I thought was, you know, funny, because again, you know people and you don't realize people know things about you. But I guess after a long time, you do. But he was right. It was colder that night and we didn't have, I don't think we had any space heat or anything on. So I probably, that was maybe a part of it. I don't know. It's interesting data, though, and it's interesting for me to be able to check that. Well, so with the Fitbit, back to that, the battery, once you charge it, it'll last approximately 5 days, 4 or 5, or maybe a little more. So I don't have to charge it every day. And that means when I wear it at night, it's one less thing to think about. I can wear it and get the data that I want. And when I do need to charge it, it charges in just a couple of hours. So really, I could wear it every night. It doesn't need to be charged all night long. I could charge it while I'm, getting ready for bed or whatever. But that data I like. Now with the Apple Watch, because at least I know there's a premium model that's an outdoorsy kind of rugged model. I think that one has a longer battery life. However, the one that is just the regular model, you have to charge it every day. And so if you want to charge it and put it on the charger overnight, and then you're not able to wear it while you sleep, and then if you don't charge it all night, you've got to figure that out so that it doesn't die during the day and lose battery. So I thought, oh, how interesting that I got a really good sleep score. And I was so happy about that, that here I texted my husband and said, look at this score. And that's because I know for me how important it is. But I felt really good that morning when I woke up. So I knew that I'd had a great sleep. The other thing that the Fitbit data, if you have the premium, I don't know what data you get if you don't pay for the premium subscription, but I do pay for that. So you get really in-depth data, and it gives you a comparison to other people, what an average score would be for different categories and what my score is. I just really like all of that. Now, back to time change. So with time change coming up, I always anticipate that. And the one that we have this time of year, the fall back, you spring forward and fall back. So the fall back is the good one. That's the one where it's 6 a.m. It feels like 6, but the clock now says 5 a.m. So, oh, I get to sleep longer. However, that's also the counterpart to that, is that it gets dark really early. And I do live in the northern part of the United States. I live in New York State. And it really gets dark pretty early. So I've looked to see where else they do time change. I went to timeanddate.com. They actually have good printable calendars. By the way, if you ever need to just print out blank calendars because you're planning ahead, that's a great, they're free. It's a good website. But timeanddate.com gave the information for daylight saving time, and there is no S on it. It's save, no S at the end. It's saving, not savings, but daylight saving time. And a large part of the world does it, but not everyone. A lot of countries have done it at some point, but maybe don't do that anymore where they change the clocks. But in the United States, almost everyone does. There are a couple places that don't, but a lot of countries do. A lot of countries in Europe do. So it's not just a United States thing, but it does affect our sleep. And there has been research that talks about the effects on what I call the bad time change, the one in the spring, because you lose that hour of sleep. You can compensate for that, of course, by going to bed earlier and getting yourself in a different routine. But a lot of us just don't do it. We just suffer through. And you think, oh, it's only 1 hour. But really, only 1 hour still affects some people. And I know that I don't feel it so much the first day in the spring, but the second day. So if time change happens on a Sunday morning, I don't really notice anything on a Sunday, but Monday or that Tuesday, I will feel it and I'll feel tired. It takes a bit of time for me to adjust to time change. And that's true even when we travel, and it might only be an hour time difference to go visit family. But I'm a bit sensitive to that. So anyway, the importance of sleep is something we know and something that we don't always practice. And if you want to get through the holidays and be your best self and have a great 2024, I really encourage you to get some sleep data. If you don't have a fitness watch, then there are apps that you can get on your phone. I can't really recommend one just because I don't use them. I use the watch. But there are apps that you can use that do help to give you some sleep data. And I really recommend that you do that and try to make any adjustments that you need so that you get your best sleep. Everyone is different, and medical things are always unique. And of course, there are different factors that various people have. But we all know that too much caffeine and too late in the day with caffeine can be a big factor for a lot of people. So can how much you're eating in the evenings, what you're eating in the evenings. Exercise, I have found, and I've heard this, I've heard that if you exercise during the day, that you sleep better at night. I believe I am starting to see a difference. I've really been focusing on getting enough steps. I told you previously that we're doing the Biggest Loser at work, where we're trying to get in shape. And a lot of us have signed up to do weigh-ins and check-ins with our nurse at work. And one of my commitments is getting enough steps. I'm trying for a very minimum of 8,500 steps per day, and hopefully the 9,000 to 10,000. And then some of that is I'm doing some step videos, which I also talked about in the last episode. So go back and listen to that, to 140 if you haven't, and even 139. But those are providing aerobic exercise. My heart rate, because again, the fitness watch, the Fitbit, my heart rate is up and I'm getting aerobic exercise. And I am noticing that I'm sleeping better. I have also been tweaking what supplements I'm taking, but I don't really think that's the factor. I think it's the exercise, because exercise helps balance a lot in your body. It's not just about burning fat. You're oxygenating your blood. You're processing through various chemicals in your system. It's helping to create balance. It burns off extra sugar, extra calories, extra cortisol, adrenaline. It balances. And so it does help people sleep better according to research. And I do feel that it's helping me to sleep better, just making sure I'm getting enough steps every day. So I have that going on. Different people have different opinions about melatonin. I will say that for me, I tried it years ago, probably, I'm going to say close to 15 years ago, maybe 13 to 15 years ago. I tried it on multiple occasions, and I did not react well to melatonin. That's just me. I know a lot of people swear by it. I kind of inadvertently took some not that long ago, within the past maybe 6 months, because it was in a different supplement and it was a really small amount. I didn't have a bad reaction, but I took melatonin at one point. We were moving, or we were getting ready to move or whatever, and there was a lot going on, and I took it a few different times, and I had a reaction that was pretty unpleasant. It wasn't dangerous or physical, but what happened was I would sleep and I would have these extremely vivid dreams. They were kind of like nightmares, but not really exactly nightmares. They were very, very vivid dreams. And what would happen is in these dreams, I would hear a loud noise and it would startle me. And I would wake up kind of with my heart pounding. If you've ever had those dreams that I know they're kind of common, that you're falling, and when you fall, you in the dream, you kind of feel like you hit the bed and it wakes you up, if that makes sense. I would have dreams and it was kind of like that, except I would think that I heard a loud noise or something would happen and it would just startle me, and I would go from kind of what felt like dead asleep to wide awake in the middle of this dream. And it was very unpleasant sensation. And then once I was awake, it was like, I felt like I wasn't even rested. And because I tried it over a period of time, on several different occasions, and I had this reaction, I knew it was the melatonin. I don't know why. And I don't, it wasn't dangerous or any type of allergic reaction or anything like that, but it did not help me sleep well. It made me sleep a lot worse. And so for me, no, don't do the melatonin for me. But I know a lot of people, it feels effective. I will say this though, because I mentioned that I've been tweaking the supplements that I'm taking. I have a lot of goals. I have a lot of things I want to do and things that I want to accomplish. And I'm really trying to optimize my health. So I will say this, melatonin is not really a vitamin or an herb or a mineral. It's really a hormone. It is sold over the counter, at least in the United States. It's sold over the counter. They even put it in children's products. I mean, it's like, it's in all kinds of supplements. You can find products that look like vitamins, but melatonin is added. So you might not even realize, check the labels and just be aware of what you're taking and what your kids are taking and do your own research, talk to your own doctor. But just know, really, melatonin is more, from my understanding, and I'm not a doctor, it really is more of a hormone than it is a vitamin. It's not a vitamin. It's kind of like vitamin D is a vitamin, but your body makes it in your skin. And it's, my understanding is it's basically a hormone, even though it's a vitamin. So things that we take, I know that a lot of doctors, it's interesting. A lot of doctors will say, yeah, take a good multivitamin. I've been taking a good multivitamin. It's just something I got at a warehouse club. It's nothing super expensive, but it's, from what I understand, it's a good one. A lot of doctors will say yes. And then there are doctors who will say, you know, what vitamins give you is expensive urine, because it really, you're getting what you need from your food and you should be getting what you need from your food. But I think that we all have to just make informed decisions. And ultimately the responsibility lies on each one of us to take what we think or don't take what we think is right. So with that said, the sleep issue, whatever it is that improves your sleep, do that. For me, I am setting that intention of having good sleep, and I'm trying to focus on wellness because I have things that I want to accomplish and I want to be at my best so that I can do that. And when I'm tired and fatigued and worn down, I'm not at my best. No one is going to be 100% every single day. I don't expect that out of myself. I never expected it out of my students when I was in the classroom. Don't expect it out of my family. No one is 100% all the time. But the closer we are to 100%, feeling 100% more often, we can get more done. We can be more successful and we can get closer to our goals. And I think that has value. And it doesn't really cost anything, but sometimes it does take focus and planning because it's very easy to neglect our sleep. Planning ahead is a big part of it. Knowing what I need to do tomorrow and then having that evening routine pushed back a little earlier. I set an alarm, and I've done this for a long time, for 8:30 p.m. every single night. It's on my phone. It is a silent alarm, so it just buzzes every night at 8:30. And that is my reminder to get that evening routine going, to get, you know, the things that need to get done tonight. And I have some free resources. If anybody wants, put that in the comment section or leave the little voice comment on this podcast. I'd be glad to share some of those things about effective evening routines and morning routines. I really believe in evening routines, but you have to have time to do that. So my 8:30 p.m. alarm reminds me to get in gear, figure out what I'm wearing tomorrow, figure out what I'm eating tomorrow. I don't leave things until 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. If I have important meetings or anything that really has to get done in the morning, I don't like to be rushed. And so I really focus on the evening routine and I give myself time to do that. then I'm not saying I go to bed at 8:30. Of course I don't go to bed at 8:30. I usually go to bed closer to 10, 10:30, sometimes 10:45, somewhere in there. But I will say there have been times, especially when I had the long commute, when I had kids super active in activities and all of that, there were times I was in bed by 9 or 9:30. And it's kind of a joke. I've heard so many teachers say the same thing because they're just tired by the end of the day. So whatever time that is, if it's directly after supper, if you need to take a shower then, get in the pajamas. We do that with little kids. We get them ready for bed well before bedtime. But as adults, a lot of times we start getting ready for bed when we should be going to sleep. And you have to know that it takes time. You have to wind down and get yourself ready to go to sleep. You can't just go from 100 miles an hour to completely stopped and put it in park. And some of us need more wind down time than others. But figure out what works for you. I think it will be super helpful in getting good rest, setting yourself up to wake up in a positive mood, and then that starts the next day well. And it just kind of is a snowball. It's a cycle. A good night leads to a good morning, leads to a good day, and then you just continue it. Like I said, not all the time, but the more that you do this, you're going to like the results. And you have nothing to lose. What do you have to lose by focusing on getting enough rest? And I know there are reasons why sometimes people can't. Caregiving, commitments that just take away the time. But I urge you to find a way because I think it will just make a huge difference. And then the last thing that I wanted to share, I had actually emailed to myself because I saw an article that I thought was a good article, and it was about sleep. And it was a new report that they had from the app Calm, C-A-L-M. And there's an app, and that app has meditations and relaxation, and you can pay for, different programs and things on the app. But the report that came out that was the news article that I wanted to just read you this little blurb here. It says, lack of sleep is compromising the mental health of 78% of adults. Survey. Sorry about that. Just the app just cut out. So these people were surveyed, and this is a Fox News Health article, but the research was, again, it was done by this app. Now, the app is an app for people who want to relax. So if they only surveyed their customers, it would make sense that those customers would report that they, need help sleeping and relaxing. But 78% of the people surveyed, and the survey was 9,500 people in the US and UK, 78% of them said lack of sleep was affecting, or lack of rest was affecting, their mental health. And 91% felt that they were tired often. In 2023, Google had the highest searches in Google history for the phrase, I'm tired. And I'm not sure if I'm presenting that right. I'm not saying that's the thing that was most Googled. I'm saying the phrase, I'm tired, has been Googled in the past, but it was more often Googled in 2023 than ever before. I think that's a more clear way to present it. So that phrase, I'm tired, people Googled it in 2023 more than ever before. And of course, they're hoping for help. They're hoping that Google will give them some answers, some suggestions, something to help them rest more because they're tired during the day. We see it in our workplaces. We certainly see it on the roads. It causes unsafe traffic conditions. We know that. We absolutely see it in our schools. And I cannot tell you, if you ask any teacher, how big is this a problem of kids being tired? I cannot tell you. It is huge. It's astronomical. Kids are exhausted. There are many reasons for that. Sometimes they're just up late playing video games and they're on their phones. Electronics will keep them up. That is part of it. Part of it is stress. Part of it is that families are go, 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 and they just aren't getting enough sleep. Way back to my mom's wisdom of telling me, get enough sleep. Kids need to get enough sleep. And if you look at the American Association of Pediatricians, American Pediatric Association, I think it's APA, but they publish a chart. They talk about at different ages how much sleep kids need. Of course, with anything like that, individuals are different. Different kids are different, but there are general guidelines, and adults are different too. There are guidelines about how much sleep we all need. And if we just try to pay attention to those more, I think that we'll become more aware. And like I said, try to get the data if you can and measure your own sleep and see how it's doing. And then look at what you can do and what you know works for you. But I definitely recommend trying to get some exercise. I think it is surprisingly helpful. And I've always heard that, but I really do believe it's true. So this was a bit of a health and wellness episode. And as always, leave your comments, leave your suggestions. I would love to hear them. I hope as we move into November that you're having a great fall season. And as always, I'm reminding you to take very good care of yourself and those you love. Bye for now.